The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Let's listen to one more. I think we have time. Let's do this.
Hey, Adam. It's Mike in Austin again. By the way, I have a secret for you for the theater popcorn. You want gold medal flavacol. F-L-A-V-A-C-O-L. Have a good one.
Gold medal flavacol. Wow.
I'll hang up this phone.
Two calls.
I want to hang up.
Oh.
All right. Bye.
Wow. It's like Big Fatty. How do you hang this thing up? Well, thanks for the calls, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How do you hang this thing up?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3564 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of October 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to bring you up to date on the trip cross-country, and we've got voice letters, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess so, y'all, I am, as I record this on Sunday evening, y'all, the Nip and I, we are in the New Mexico. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, which is Mexican for New Mexico. And, y'all, we are in the Albuquerque. And y'all, they've got some sort of hot air balloon. Big Fatty, no wonder you're here. You're nothing but a hot air balloon yourself. Anyway, we've I'm just doing a quick little update right now, and tomorrow I'll recap our visits to Palm Springs and to the Grand Canyon, and our departure from the Laguna Beach. So y'all, today y'all, we've got voice letters to catch up on. Yes, Big Fatty.
We'll make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 4th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many times at Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, and y'all, this person, I believe it was years ago, came for a visit at the villa. Y'all, he used to live in that perfume, Germany, Mexico, and, he doesn't live there anymore, but he still lives in the Germany, Mexico. Y'all, he is everybody's, favorite, ginger big. What about the ginger man? Well, and Mexican ginger. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the Mexican ginger. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than, of course, Hendrick. Oh, Big Fatty, we do love Hendrick. Y'all, if you've never
had Hendrik standing shirtless in drinking coffee in your kitchen. Y'all, you hadn't left yet, but now you're getting vulgar. Well, just creepy. Big Fatty, but he keeps planning on coming back. Y'all, he does plan to come back. In 2022, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Hendrik on the Twitty or the Face Space or any of those vulgar sites, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Or, you know, a German sausage. Either they both work for me. Big Fatty, I'm vulgar.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello. Bacon. Anyway. No.
That's so funny.
Bacon. Hey, Fart. I love Bob and Sherry. So anyway, listen to this and tell me who I am sending this for.
Saying that what I experienced really, really sucked. And here's what I experienced. It was a very nice day just a few days ago, and I got on my bike, which I gave to myself as a Christmas present last year, and I'm on a nice flat part of the area, nice flat part of town. I'm just really enjoying the day. It's not that humid. I'm gliding along and having a good time looking around. This guy comes out of a Mexican restaurant parking lot across the street from where I'm riding. I'm riding on a bike path. And he comes out across the street. I'm not against trucks. I think trucks are great. They're the most popular vehicles in the United States. They're fantastic. This is the biggest truck, pickup truck, that I've ever seen. It's enormous, and it's jacked up with the biggest that I've ever seen.
How big is that truck? I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. A Big Fatty. All the calls today are from Miss Bacon. It's true. We're doing a bacon catch-up. A Big Fatty bacon catch-up. Anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I am assuming that you are referring to the Faye driver, because you know he has an enormous truck. But you know, if I'm wrong, please let me know. And thank you for calling. Oh, and Big Fatty, it could have been that Daniel Bieber. You know, I hear he's got an enormous truck, too. Big Fatty, I'm vulgar.
This one's for Scotty Fart.
I liked it so much, I just couldn't wait to get on the air today and bring it to everybody. The post was, restaurant workers are sharing the strangest food orders they've ever taken. And I think after you hear this, you're going to lose all faith in the human race. But here we go. A mom and her 8-year-old son came into the restaurant. I waited tables for lunch. The mom asked her son what he wanted to eat, and he replied, ranch. I politely asked if he meant a salad with ranch, or even french fries with a side of ranch. The woman looked at me and clarified he wanted a soup bowl full of ranch dressing.
Bob and Sherry, oh my gosh. That wasn't me, Scotty. That wasn't my order. Oh, Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, I believe she's going to be calling you Sarah the Operator over in Pixley, since all you're doing is connecting her to other callers. Well, you know, that'd be okay. But y'all, I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if Miss Bacon or even Big Ricky just went into restaurant and ordered a ranch. Big Ready, you got that right.
And it's because it's so rare.
Oh, now it's working. Hey, birthday girl.
Hey, Uber driver.
Hey, how's that Wi-Fi back there?
Oh, you know, it's pretty good. Got Netflix going on. But besides that, I mean, maybe you could focus on driving, maybe not head into the other lane as much.
You don't like the rumble strips? Those are like birthday songs. That's like I planned them. Like it's supposed to happen.
Your Uber rating for comfort would be a 5. Your driving would be a 2.
Well, okay. Are you wearing your seat belt?
I shouldn't have to. You should just be fully prepared.
And how are the beverages and snacks?
Oh, they're really good. I have yet to make a mess, so you have yet to need to turn around and smack me.
I will be the judge of that. I'll be inspecting the carpet and the seams of the seats back there. And what did I give you before I let you have your potato olays?
Oh, a courteously large bag of napkins. Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, what did Bacon Bits say? I don't know. I had to go back and listen twice. I still don't. It sounded a large bag of Malkin is what it sounded like. Big Fatty, what the hell is Malkin? It must be a South Dakota thing. Yo, that's Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits. And y'all, Bacon Bits just had her 21th celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, that was back on the 16th of September. But anyway, Bacon Bits, I hope your brothers didn't get you 21 shots for your 21st birthday. Big Fatty, that's what? No, it was Miss Bacon that got her 21 shots. Big Fatty, oh, I'm gonna be in trouble.
Fart Pants, this is a live call on birthday day and, you know, Cake Corner Day, live from Fremont Street. I'm sitting here with the birthday girl. We're resting our feet and listening to somebody scream or something. Oh, there's a virtual reality across the street. And so how does it feel to be 21?
Oozy, woozy, and dizzy.
Whoa, I better hang up before she rats us out for any debauchery. So thanks for the birthday shout out on the little shoe.
Thank you.
Hi, Fart. I was going to say something earlier, but I can't remember what I was going to say, so I'll call you back later.
Big Fatty, I was right. Miss Bacon did give Bacon Bits the boozy woozy. Boozy woozy indeed. Y'all, again, Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits, y'all, that's at Fremont Street. Big Fatty, is it near Sesame Street? It is nowhere near Sesame Street. But that's the old Lost Wages. And y'all, I've been there before, but not since Pride 48 was out there. So y'all, perhaps next time I'll have to go. And Miss Bacon, I believe you promised a call back. Big Fatty, you got 2 more calls from her. Oh, okay.
Hello, Fart Pants, and congratulations, Northeast Straight Daddy. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I guess it pays to play. Oh my gosh, my light over on my ceiling is on. It's 10:07. I've been down here since 6:30. It's been on for 2.5 hours. 7, 8, 9. It's been on for 2.5 hours, and I didn't even know it. But anyway, so winner, winner, chicken dinner. Give Fart Pants an address where I can send you your cash money. And thanks for playing. And thanks everyone else who participated in playing. And if you send me your address, everyone who participated, I will send you a Christmas card, a Crima card. And there might be a little surprise in your Crima card, depending on who you are. I know you don't need my money because you are the one percenter of all of us. And you know what? I've lost so much weight. I can take my necklace off. Oh, my God. I've lost so much weight. I can take my necklace off over my head without unsnapping it in the back. I just realized that. Oh, my God. Okay. So anyway, Yeah, if you participated, send me your address and I'll send you a Crema card. And I probably will send the Crema card in October around Halloween. So basically, you'll be getting a Halloween card because I'm not sending Crema cards. Okay, thanks. Whatever.
Dear Gussie, you
should sponsor one of these contests sometime, by gosh, for all the mentions it gets.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon with a, it sounded like a little terse stick it with a poke for Woodhaven. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And congratulations once again to my Northeast Straight Daddy for winning the contest. Dan, I don't know if I have your... let's just check. I'm looking at the cellular telephonic device now. Let me just see if I have an address for you. How do I get to it, B? Well, we don't know. Let's just see here. Okay, I've got... no, that's not an address. Let's try this one. Nope, that's not an address either. So, Dan, you'll have to send me your address, and I'll pass it on to Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Freddy!
Okay, Fart, now I've heard it all. Is this not a stretch? I'm calling for Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, I'm calling for, what do you call it, a medical drug recall or whatever. Has anyone in your family used Zantac? No. Has anyone in your family used Roundup? No. Has anyone in your family used talcum powder or something else, whatever? No. Has anyone in your family recently been diagnosed with cancer? No. Okay, thank you very much. There was one or two other ones in there, whatever. So it's like, I hope that you remove me now from your little database. And if this was a legit call to solicit my name for your class action lawsuits, greedy attorneys who are going to take 99% of whatever they win in these class action cases, if that was your way of trying to collect my name, now you should not call me back because I just told you that we are not victims of this. And if you were legit, why did you have to mask your number with an Nidraba Verizon cell phone number that begins with 228? Anyway, so happy to be back to life after that vacation. I should have participated in the shenanigans. Just kidding. So there was this guy, and he's like a kid or whatever. I don't know what if he obviously was looking for a sugar mama. And it's funny because it was the night that I wore the long elegant skirt with the slit up the side or whatever. And he asked me for my number. And so then my oldest son said, "What was that guy asking you?" I said, "He was asking me for directions."
Dear Gussie, that... dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm glad you're back also, because that's the last call I have from you, Miss Bacon. So you can go ahead and start calling again. And dear Gussie, thank you for giving me content today. Big Betty, you need to thank her again and again and again. It's true, I do. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'm recording this in advance, just so I don't get behind. And if I get to a point where I don't have anything to present to you, I've already got one in the can. Big Betty, all of your little shows should go in the can. Well, that's probably true too. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old Crooked Hat, and old Crooked Hat, what's your favorite part of the show?
How do you hang this thing up?
Oh, well, clearly Miss Bacon cannot answer that question for you, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.